I'm Chris Winwood, warehouse operative from Lea Green in St. Helens. I'm shop steward, political activist, and a member of the Executive Council.
And I believe that you are the youngest member of the Executive Council, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm the youngest member. It's all good, you know, it's a new thing for me. I was elected on a by-election in February, just sort of finding my feet at the minute. But it's great, I've got good experience to the right and the left of me with Kev Dolan and Jan Jarvis. It's a learning curve for me. I'm looking forward to it. This is something I really want to push into now. The Executive Council make the decisions of, well, really important decisions that the union take a direction on. So we've just come out of an ADM, which, you know, delegates vote on. The Executive Council then will move forward and proceed with things, and national offices will sort of get things to do on the back of that. The Executive, they meet every month, discuss all the important issues that happen within. How do we promote things like the bus, you know, on the 125-year anniversary? It's an important role with a lot going on. Yeah, and it's important to get the running of the day-to-day of the union now. And to find out, there's a lot of big changes going on in retail and warehousing at the moment, and the Executive understand the huge pressure that the officials are working under, divisional officers, deputy divisional officers, and hardship that people are facing out there with the living wage, etc. So, and we've got a lot going on now with the young workers. The young workers are playing a massive role in the Northwest. Especially, I've got to mention Callum Harrison. He's been raising thousands upon thousands of pounds for Mencap. He's been so active within the division. He's a role model for young workers who are coming through. But the young workers, they do really well for us. You know, it's very important that we need to highlight the young workers, especially now with the living wage coming in, and we need to make sure that our members are represented in that way.
Obviously, you are quite young yourself, and you've done really well to get on the Executive Council at such a young age. Do you think that these young workers can look to you and see you as sort of an inspiration, I suppose, and say, I could be doing that, and do you think that is possible for absolutely anyone to do that?
Yeah, the door's always open. You know, you choose your path. I think going back 3, maybe 4 years now, when I started off on the academy, Academy One, it is an absolute eye-opener. You know, I really enjoyed the Academy One process. I went straight into Academy Two. Academy Two, it teaches you how to develop reps, you know, motivational skills, how to conduct yourself in meetings and things like that, you know. So they're everyday essential things that you need to use as part of the union. You know, being a rep is important, and this will give you the skills to take forward in the future. I just hope that, you know, I am 32, I am the youngest Executive Council. You know, there is a door there for everybody. I've had many, many people approach me. They've said, you know, how does it feel like to be 32? How does it feel like to be on the EC? Great. You know, it absolutely does. And it's good to get a younger point of view. And that's the feedback I've been getting. And especially coming from, you know, I work in a warehouse on nights. People are saying to me all the time, how do you fit it in? Well, you just do. You know, that's what you do. It's day by day, you get it done. And I've had a lot of good support. But it's like life skills is what you learn, and life skills that you'll take on. Like I say, it is early days for me on the Executive Council, but I'd like to stay there for a very, very long time. And I want the membership to know that every single minute of the day, if I can do it, I'll do it.
You mentioned it's important to get a younger person's perspective there. Mm. Do you think that that's something that's carried across the whole of the union? And do you think all the young workers that become members will find it quite easy to get their voice heard?
Yeah, the voice has been heard throughout the exec, throughout the divisional councils, and throughout their reps and the officials. It doesn't really matter what age you are. You will get represented in this union. This union is bucking the trend of the whole trade union movement. It is growing really, really fast. And you've got to pay tribute to the whole divisions. You know, you've got to look at the General Secretary, the way we've taken that forward. Paddy Lillis, our Deputy General, the academies have been an absolute success. You know, so a big tap on the shoulder for Paddy there. But yeah, I mean, their voices will always get heard. I think with me being on the Executive now at 32, perhaps they feel a little bit more represented. And hopefully, you know, you'll see a lot of people say, well, if Chris can do it, or as they know me as Taff, if Taff can do it, then I can do it. You know, and that's where it comes from. And I've had the conversation with a few people. I'm saying, look, don't rush into things. You know, I've been a rep for many years now, and I've done the programs that I need to do. But when you get to the point where this Academy 2 is finished, what is next for you? Well, I took a direction of, there was a by-election come up, so I took it. You know, I went for it, and we campaigned hard. Social media plays a massive part. I was elected, and I'm so grateful for the Northwestern elected me. And like I say, I will give 110% every second of the day that I can.